veteran hockey coach Mark Abalon will never forget the day he met a guy by the name of Van Hall, a bus driver. Now, Van was filling in at the wheel for another bus driver on a road trip for Abalon's USHL team, United States Hockey League team. But the bold coachman took the time to ask the questions that turned Mark's heart towards a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, a life-changing relationship. Hey, how's it going? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you help to sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to WWIB Incorporated. That's Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Inc. And you can give any time to help support this show and sustain it with a tax-deductible gift at WWIB.com. Mark Abalon has coached hockey for 20-plus years at a very high level, and now the husband of Missy and their three kids is serving the Lord with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes hockey program. He joined us yesterday to talk about his conversion story, and Mark, because of that, because Christ is coming into your life, you have this insatiable appetite to learn the Word of God, to be in the Bible. Tell us about that, will you?
Like, the Bible's become so alive to me, and I can't even understand how much I understand already, but God has just blessed me with just all this knowledge of who He is. And so I just poured into, you know, the Word. And, you know, COVID actually, Greg, for me was a blessing, because I was able to, you know, this is just as I'm born again and COVID hits. Well, geez, there couldn't have been a better time, because I got to just spend hours and hours and hours with the Lord and in the Word. And so, it's just been this unbelievable change. And then God has opened up this door now to be at North Star and to be with Rick Randazzo and his team up there. And Rick is such a blessing in my life, too. He's just such a great man of faith. And God he keeps putting these men in my life to you know, mentor me and teach me and give me more and just to show me what godly men are. And my family, too. My family's been so blessed. I mean, my wife was probably in the same position as I was, and now my family, like, we love Jesus Christ in our house, and we praise the Lord every day. And my wife is going to get baptized now, and I mean, she's given her heart to the Lord, and my kids love Jesus. And so it's just this, it's such, I mean, it's overwhelming, to be honest with you, Greg. And so that's where I told God, I mean, you know, I'm your servant, Lord, and just wherever you want me, just show me the way. And God has, and just keeps showing me things and keeps showing me things. I mean, God is so faithful, and people who don't understand the power of prayer and the power of answered prayer, what answered prayers are, God keeps answering all these prayers in my life, and He just keeps showing me the way. So I'm really overwhelmed by it. But I'm just so blessed and just so thankful that this is where I'm at in my life. And so I'm God's. I'm a slave to the Lord, and He's my Savior, and I'm doing His work now. And for right now, He's allowed me to stay in hockey and use that gift that He gave me. But I'm using it for His purpose now, and I don't know what's totally in the future, but it's God's work from here on out. It's kingdom work, and so I'm just super fired up about that.
Yeah, I could tell, and what a blessing. So, Mark, you had all this coaching experience at very high levels, and then you leave that to go into ministry with FCA hockey, back to youth hockey, coaching youth hockey. I bet there was a kind of a spiritual battle going on when you made that decision, like Satan would say to you, okay, Mark, why are you wasting your life with this stuff?
Great question. Totally. I mean, that's, that spiritual warfare has gone on. I mean, that's in exactly, there's been that little bit of like, well, what are you doing? Like, you have all this experience. You put all your life into doing this. You're a good coach. You're a high quality coach. You could coach at high. Now you're going to go do this. And that was a test for sure. I've so given myself to the Lord, Greg, that it definitely was a battle, and it definitely was something that crept up even as it got closer to reality of, okay, now we are leaving. You know, we had a great season last year at the end of this year, but I knew partway through the year that this was where I was going, because these doors had opened up, and wasn't sure exactly how it looked. And things in the future always look easier than when you get to them, right? And so it's, you know, as I'm getting, all right, yeah, that'll be good. And then, but then when you've got to tell people, the people in Sioux City who were so great to me, and, you know, I worked with Coach Luke Strand there and our ownership group there and people that are near and dear to me and really good people and always treated me well. It was a hard thing to tell them, but that was, there was this, maybe you shouldn't, you know, maybe you should stay here and, you know, or maybe, no, Mark. And so it was just some tests again, you know, and, but they were good. It was good to have to go through that because, and God just kept confirming more and more, you know, even when you start to think, well, maybe this, nope, this is, and then he would open up this door and it would be clear cut, even buying our house here. You know, there hasn't been any houses on the market forever. And, you know, I was starting to feel sorry for myself one day. And then, you know, I turned it over to God and I was like, God, no, I can't, this isn't about me. And I know you're going to provide and you already have our house picked out. And, you know, a couple hours later, I got a text from somebody and said, hey, we got this house just came on the market and it ended up, it's the house we're living in now. And so God just keeps confirming these things. And so, yeah, but great question. And, you know, those battles are always there. And even for us as competitive hockey men here at North Star to, you know, not lose sight of our mission and our goal, which is to disciple young men and, you know, to nurture them in the Lord, but also, you know, play competitive hockey. And so just to find that right balance where that doesn't ever overcome our real mission, and that's to disciple these young men.
Amen. Keep changing lives up there with FCA hockey. Mark Abelot, it has been a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for taking all this time. God bless you.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate you letting me use this forum, and God bless you and God bless your ministry, and appreciate it. Thank you.